What unites and what separates communities? This is Lisa Berry, and in Washtenaw County, there is a freeway that literally divides the cities of Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, and there is some concern that may be more than just a geographical divide. So a special event is planned for later in the week to talk about that. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the Executive Director of the Dispute Resolution Center of Washtenaw County, Belinda Doolin. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Quickly explain, what is the center about?
The Dispute Resolution Center is a nonprofit in the community that helps individuals resolve conflict. Our mission is to offer affordable, constructive, restorative, and healing approaches to conflict resolution.
So you've planned a special event for later this week?
We have. We have an event that's planned that will bring residents on both sides of US 23 together to have a conversation about what the community means to them and what they would like it to look like.
Where did that idea come from?
Well, it did not originate from the DRC, so I want to give credit where credit is due. A gentleman named David Abramson, who is affiliated with the Association for Youth Engagement, brought this idea to the DRC about 6 months ago. Unfortunately, David passed away not quite 2 weeks ago, so he won't be at the event, obviously, but we decided to move ahead with it in honor of him and in respect of the many things that he's done in the larger community.
So does the event have a name? What's it about?
Well, it's called Bridging US 23, a name that really gives identity to this highway that has divided the two communities, Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. We see, and lots of reports have supported the notion that these two communities are very different culturally, and we're not questioning that, but we also see a lot of similarities between the two communities, and we want to present a safe platform for community members to have their conversation about what the larger community could look like to them, what expectations they want to have from one another as citizens, what expectations do they want to have of their leaders. So this is the start of that conversation, and we hope to continue it.
How does a freeway divide two communities?
It's very interesting. I think it goes back, and as David and I talked about this over many months, it goes back to where do you live, on which side of the tracks do you live on, and that's how the highway seems to divide the community. What side of the bridge do you live on? That might determine a lot of things about your health, about your educational outcomes. Do we want to be a community where our zip codes determine where we go in life? Do we want a community where the educational disparity is still very great? Do we want to be a community where the economic disparities are great? Or do we want to be a community where people really appreciate each other, see the strengths of each other, and work together to build a stronger community for ourselves and for our children?
What direction will you first head in then to look for solutions to this?
Well, the circle process, and I don't want to give too much away, so people can certainly come out and join us, but the circle process does a few things. One, it brings people together. We get to know each other in ways that we probably never planned to know each other before. We talk about our values as individuals. We talk about what we see now in our community, and then we get to dream and talk about what do we want to have in our community. So that's going to be the tenor of the circle, the peacemaking circle. It is not tackling the big, hard problems on Friday, but at least identifying where we see the problems are. And hopefully through team building and coming together, we'll begin to work together to tackle some of those issues that we list.
Who's invited, and tell us when and where?
We did a blanket invitation to community members throughout the various networks that both David and the DRC has. And right now we're looking at 40 to 50 people showing up from both sides of the bridge. So we're happy about that. But we'll be meeting on Friday, April 7th at Washtenaw Community College, the Morris Lawrence Building. We'll be there at 9 o'clock, and we'll stay all day to continue the conversation.
Belinda Doolin, Executive Director of the Dispute Resolution Center of Washtenaw County, thanks so much for sharing your information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for the opportunity.